चीनीमंडी.com पॉडकास्ट।
हर्षवर्धन नरेंद्र सिंह तोमर रिलीजेस गाइडलाइंस फॉर इवोल्यूशन ऑफ नैनो बेस्ड एग्री इनपुट्स एंड फूड प्रोडक्ट्स। Union Health Minister Dr. Harshvardhan on Tuesday released guidelines for evaluation of nano-based agri input and food products in India, along with Agriculture and Farmer Welfare Minister Narendra Singh Tomar. The guidelines have been prepared jointly by Department of Biotechnology, Ministry of Science and Technology, Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare and Food Safety and Standard Authority of India, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare through concerned inter-ministerial efforts coordinated by DBT. Nanobiotechnology has the potential to improve agricultural systems through an increase in plant productivity and better crop protection for meeting the changing needs and requirement of providing food to growing population. Compared to the bulk form of chemical input in crops, use of nanonutrient can reduce nutrient runoff into grounds and surface water and thus can reduce environmental pollution, Dr. Harshvardhan said. Congratulating scientists, Dr. Vardhan said, these guidelines are amid that assisting in making policy decision by provoking information on the existing regulation for nano-based product in agriculture and food supply, and also to ensure quality, safety and efficacy of the targeted product. The formulation of these guidelines is one of the most important steps for delineating quality, safety, efficacy assessment of the novel nano formulation which can be commercialized here. He further said that the guidelines for evaluation of nano-based agri input and food product in India will pave the way for significant benefit for our mission on doubling farmers' income by 2022 and national mission on sustainable agriculture. The present guidelines apply to nano agri input product and nano agri products. These guidelines also apply to nano composites and sensors made from NMs and those that require direct contact with crops, food and feed for data acquisition.